Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with his fadl, with his raham, with his karam, with his blessings and mercy and grace. To his servants, he has given the opportunity to implement good amal, good deeds. And those deeds that are all good deeds, all of them, whether it's so-called a small-scale deed or a big-scale deed, they are all good deeds, whether they are faraid, compulsory, wajibat, compulsory, mustahib, recommended, nafal, voluntary, sunnah, general actions, whether it's hajj, umrah, zakat, sadaqat, nawafil, tahajjud, tasbihat, recitation, dhikr, tabliq, tadris, whatever deed a person is performing, if Allah Ta'ala allows His blessings to come upon His servant, then the person does these actions with Allah's permission. But after this, there's a fikr, a concern that should be present after implementing a deed. In other words, a thought develops in the person's mind that these deeds, I've performed, I've prayed salah, I've performed hajj, I've done X, Y, Z. And the thought is that, have I done this deed or deeds? Have I done these deeds correctly? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created a standard that we need to adopt to implement the deeds. And that's high. It's a high standard. Very high standard. And the question here is, the amal that Allah Ta'ala has given to us, have we fulfilled the right due to that amal? Yes or no? And number two, let's go beyond that. That this deed I performed, was this according to the glory and the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Remember, this is the demand of every deed for every mu'min. We need to think like this. Now, if we don't think, but those who think, they think correctly. So we've just prayed salah. So the question arises, I have to question myself. I prayed salah, where will the salah go? Where will my namaz go? Where? To Allah. So Allah will ask, that did you pray according to my glory and my power and my greatness? Did you fulfill the right of this salah, this namaz? Now tell me, is there any son of his mother who can say that he has performed the deed correctly, to the right standard? And this is the haqq of salah. This is the haqq. Is there any human being, any mu'min, who can rightfully claim that he has fulfilled the right due when he prays salah? The sajda that I did, my prostration, is it correct? Where were my thoughts? Where were my thoughts wandering? Okay, we don't even know how many times we recited the tasbih in the prostration. Yes, and this is the fikr we have after any amal we do. Though this person was looking at me, why is he making noise, disturbing me? That's what we worried about. That's the type of prayer. Oh look, I was praying and he passed in front of me. He did this. Were you aware? Say subhanallah. Were you actually that aware? Salah, the condition is that a person is not aware. He loses that consciousness of the dunya. The Sahaba Ikram Noble Companion said that you can take the arrow out of our bodies. If you want to cut a part of the body to, for example, even do a minor operation, you could do it while I'm in salah, because I'll be concentrating in prayer. And put the hands up. I'm addressing all the whole ummah, every type of person. That can anyone show this status of salah where a person is immersed in the salah and disconnected from the dunya? No, then where has the salah gone? Think. Yeah. And there are other thoughts here. We can take any ibadah. Salah is salah. And the question doesn't arise that we can even, we will be asked first about salah. And if we pass beyond salah, then the other deeds will be accounted for. So there are two types of people now. Two categories. One are those who are very worried about their deeds, and who are sensitive and have worry about their hereafter, and they are afraid of Allah. They have khawf. Khawf has come into their hearts. And they know they have to answer to Allah, they have to present their deeds. There's one group like this, yeah? Question is, the salihin, the abideen. that when they raise their hand with this khawf, that Allah, have I done this right or wrong? Alhamdulillah, there are people like this. Every moment they have fikr, they have a worry and concern. That not just that have I performed good deeds, no, they have a fikr that the action that I've just done now, this amal Allah, what will be the hisab that you will ask me, that you have favored me so greatly that you give me the tawfiq to do this good deed, but what have I done with this deed? How will I answer to you? How will I present it correctly? So that's the first group of people, and this group of people are always concerned and worried, and this is called fikri akhirah. People like us who are bone idle and silly, and we think, oh, he's pious, he hasn't got any worry, he prays a lot of salah. I don't know why he's always concerned and worried about his hereafter. I don't know why he's got so much fikr and stress, anxiety. He's a jannati, he's going to paradise. And ask that person, if you were to look into the heart of that person, he'll say, I don't have any salah to my name. My Hazrat, my Shaykh used to say with tears in his eyes that, Farooqi Sahib, when I see, I feel as if I've got no deeds at all to my name, subhanAllah. And he used to cry. Then he'd say that I've wasted my life and I've become old. For the sake of Allah, please don't waste your life. This was the high class category of people. High class. But listen, there's no guarantee that they have fulfilled the right of salah or not. Nobody can claim that I have fulfilled the right that is due when salah is prayed. And those people knew this. The pious people knew this. And then there's the category below this. Like us, we have thoughts in our minds, and then what do? We leave that amal. We leave that deed. If a negative thought comes to our head, shaitan captures those individuals. Why? Because they don't have sheikh, they don't have guidance, they don't have protection. Even if they do have a link with a sheikh, it's a drama, it's deceit. Remember, there are two types of student. There are like two types of milk, two types of oil, two types of butter. And there are two types of friend of Allah. And there are two types of murid, students. Everyone will sit down and look like they're on a level playing ground, playing field. But if you test their amal and their hearts, then you will realize the difference. The heart will split. The heart will split and cry when you see the reality of the people, the students, isn't it? Right. So brothers, in the same way, the second category of people, they do some amal, some deeds. Oh, I don't know if my deeds are accepted. Oh, leave these deeds. Shaitan captures them, influences them, whispers to them. They thought, oh, I've got no deeds, no way I can be saved. So they haven't taken protection, they haven't taken the guidance or direction from a shaykh. Whenever they feel like committing the sins, they sin, they sell their iman and do bad actions, and they're the worst form of creation on the crust of this earth, who will wake up on the day of judgment, the worst form of creation. Their tawbah won't be accepted, their istighfar is not accepted, nothing at all, nothing. Their maqsad is to earn dunya and that's it. So who are those poor souls? They've got an excuse, oh, my deeds aren't accepted, so what's the point of doing this deed? Let's leave it. I've seen many people practicing, etc., and they leave the deed, they leave the actions. And then the other tabqa, the other type of people are who? You understand what I'm saying? I'm not wasting your time, am I? Is this valuable what I'm saying? Is this right? So the points that come to my mind, in my heart, I present them for my benefit. And in this, if you see that something's benefiting you, then appreciate it, value it. And the third category of people, they are those who act. Yeah, they act out everything. They say the right thing, and I accept their words. Maybe I'm in that category. Maybe. Possibly. And this is the general, most common form of people. They say that I've prayed salah, fasted, etc. And I'm hopeful of Allah's rahmah that Allah will accept. Say subhanallah. Subhanallah. Everybody's in that category, isn't it? Yes, everyone who sat here, everyone's in that category. And we are failed. We are failures. I've told you this today. What is this? This is a pure drama that we're playing out, that we're acting. Remember, I reach to the depths. I do root cause analysis, subhanAllah, due to the barakah, blessings of my shaykh, that he's given me the light in my heart, that I don't fall into anyone's deceit. Yeah? You know, you said it. Subhanallah, oh Allah's rahmah, do what you want in your salah, count your money, consume somebody's wealth. They say Allah's rahmah will forgive us, I prayed salah. Why? Because he feels that he's become a wali in his heart. I've kept the fast. Allah's rahmah will say me, oh Hajj, Allah will accept everything. He is a very big wali. And when, for example, he's got now the assistance of shaitan, that Allah's rahmah was with me, it doesn't matter what I do, Allah will forgive me. And most common are the people in this category, for which there is no answer. What answer can a person present to this? What are we doing in the dunya? Tell me, what have we come for in this dunya? That if we're not succeeding, which group do we fall into? It looks like we're in the third group. That's why we all said subhanAllah. So we just say, oh, we're hopeful of Allah's rahmah. Of course we're hopeful. Who doesn't have hope for Allah Ta'ala's rahmah and mercy? Can we ever lose hope? Never. Haji Sahib, we cannot be. We all have this iman. But I give you an example. You are thirsty. Yeah, you're thirsty? And then let's now turn to this third category of thinking, the third category of people. Let's go to that. So we're thirsty, brother. And there's a river in front of us. Do you understand? So, for example, there's 3 furlongs or 4 furlongs width going across, and there's a speed of the water that's flowing, and you're very thirsty. So Allah's rahmah comes to help. So what will we do then? If we're thirsty and we're standing on the bank of the river, there's water, I'm thirsty. I'll say, yes, water quenches the thirst, extinguishes the thirst. So then at least get to the water first then, isn't it? Yeah, the person who gets to the water, only he or she can drink the water, isn't it? So Allah's rahmah is there. But if you reach to the rahmah of Allah, only then you can benefit from it. Say subhanAllah, subhanAllah. So has that deceit now been wiped away from the heart? Has it shaitan come out now? Yes. Allah's rahmah, we need to implement deeds that will take us to Allah's rahmah. Therefore, when I cross 2 furlongs width or many meters width of a river, I will only cross that river when I travel across it on a car, on a donkey, or on a camel, or whatever transport. But Allah Ta'ala is there, Allah's rahmah is there, Allah's grace is there, blessing is there. The water is there. Of course, water will quench the thirst. Allah's rahmah is present. But the question arises that have we reached to the rahmah? Have we arrived to the rahmah? If we don't arrive to the rahmah, Allah's mercy, then how will we benefit? Water will not come itself out of the ocean to us. We have to make effort. So do you understand everything now? Yes, so tell me now, where is all of my ibadah? Are we failures or not? Where is all of our deen and ibadah? Wallah, billah, I am telling you a very deep point. On the day of Qiyam, on the day of Hashr, you will remember these words of mine, if today we understand these points, that very extremely and fast and speedily people are traveling fast to Jahannam. Fast, why? Why? One is that there's no one to explain, nobody to guide. There are so few and far between, if at all present. We are fighting, quarreling, disputes, difference of opinions. And those people, the ulama, the noble scholars who have disappeared, who put their hands on the solution, there's no Hakim ul-Ummat now, subhanAllah. That he who spent his whole life and delivered the communication and the ilm and the deen, he gave the complete deen to the people of that generation. Where have the people like that gone? Am I right or am I wrong, my friends? Otherwise today, we'd be thirsty that Ramadan is coming. Shaban we are sitting in now. And we don't know that what is the ibadah of Ramadan of ours, that will it reach to Allah? Will it be accepted? How much Ramadan has passed? I swear by Allah, just think for a moment. Just think, we make so much effort, we strive, we sweat, we'll do ibadah, recitation of the Quran, and we'll fast. And with the rahmah of Allah, with the mercy of Allah in the dua, the noble scholars will tell us this and explain to us. Allah Ta'ala says, that what dream are you living? Which individual has come to my rahmah during Ramadan? In reality. Is this not the case? Now the question arises, that has the Quran not given us a cure for this? Say subhanAllah. That is there nobody to tell us? How many speeches do you listen to, Mawlana Sahib? Tell me. Until today you've not realized the answer? No? Oh, people who are sitting empty, that we're getting older, and until today we don't even know that how will I present my deeds in the court of Allah? How? Tell me. So you've heard Quran, tafsir, hadith, basic points, that if Allah Ta'ala gives us tawfiq to pray 5 times a day, just present that, and that will give success if it is allowed to be lowered onto the scale. So Ramadan is about to come, my brothers. Shall I tell you that amal that now will get the stamp of approval, now of acceptance. Shall I tell you? Before Ramadan, what will you give to me? Say du'as, prayers, isn't it? That's what I need. That's what I need. Yes? That recite Fatiha three times, Surah Ikhlas, and send the Ithali Thawab for me, and my life will be made a darvesh. He said a good point. Now, my friends, but you need to tie the knot on this deed that I'm about to tell you, okay? Do a proper tight knot. Yes, for serious people, not for those who do drama and play games in their life. This is for those who are serious. Understand what I'm saying. Inshallah, as soon as you do a little bit of broken down, humble worship, and for example, you will have sold things and spoken around the world and you've done sujood and prostration. But if you do this amal, everything will be accepted. Why? Because there's a guarantee. I'm insan, I'm a human being. Allah Ta'ala has created us for a purpose. Allah Ta'ala knows about our natural traits and habits. Allah says, I've made these monkeys, I've created them. Allah Ta'ala says, these monkeys who are walking around as human beings, I've given them all their thoughts and emotions and everything. So how do we direct our thinking to positive? How can a person stop his feelings and emotions? He's got this within. So Allah Ta'ala says, why don't I create a solution for this monkey? He can do what he wants, but he's come towards me, hasn't he? This human being, this person. Say Subhanallah. He's come into the masjid, hasn't he? He's done wudu, this monkey, this ape. He's come to my house. He's done sujda, prostration. Where am I and where's my salah? What haq have I fulfilled? Allah Ta'ala says, at least he's fulfilled the drama. Okay, Allah Ta'ala says, I'm ready to accept his drama. I'll tell him an amal, a deed, an action. Subhanallah. Now I'll tell you, and then when Thursday night comes in Masjid Zakariya, then I will tell you, or shall I tell you now? But you need to try and make effort, isn't it? Otherwise it will be too easy. There's nobody else to tell you this amal. You can ask anyone you want. Nobody will tell you this amal. You can have the experience. So shall I seal this deed? Haji Sahib, tell me now. After a week, give me the answer. Yes? That ask and tell me the answer. What is the answer for this question? No? You want to ask now? What is the solution? How do we know that maut may come and then all the previous deeds will be good? The sins even? No? So we are insan, we are human being, and we have impurities within us. Allah Ta'ala has created us like this, that we will sin, we will not listen to anyone, to control oneself. Yes? So, for example, we have the control. If a person doesn't want to control himself, doesn't want to use the means that Allah Ta'ala has given, we have the means. If we do this, then the waswasa stops. If we do this action, then the bad thoughts stop. But until today, nobody's bad experiences stop. Shaitan is hard at work, and he's grabbing his clients. So Allah Ta'ala has given us a beautiful point there. Subhanallah. Very easy. Reason. We'll all say, oh, I knew this action. This solution. Everybody knows. But we don't utilize the jewels. The walis of Allah, they tell us that the jewel is in your pocket, a person who's foolish, who doesn't have understanding. Allah Ta'ala says that you are going to pass away and you're hungry. The answer is in your pocket. The answer is in your pocket. It's in front of you. That one hair's width, or one hand span. I'm telling you the hadith of Bukhari. One hand span. Yes? You will heard this event many times. There was a man, and he killed 99 people, and then he went to the priest, and he said, "The priest, will I be forgiven?" He said, "What sins have you committed?" He said, 99. He said, "You are mad." Yeah, you are mad. Yes, and Oliver said that he went to the jahil priest. If he went to a proper amil, then he would give him the cure. So he said, the priest said, "Are you stupid that you've killed so many people and you're asking for forgiveness? Foolish person. What are you thinking about? Go. Your tawbah, your repentance, you think you'll be accepted?" He said, "Okay, fair enough. Then let me do the century so that I can get 100 killings. This hadith of Bukhari. He said, "Okay, thank you very much. You've said good." He took out his tool and said, "Hey, now 100 people have died." Yeah, so that person, he was good. He thought, "I need a cure." We don't even think now of tawbah today. Have you ever thought that I need the cure for tawbah? All the salah prayed, where will they go? Allah Ta'ala has given the tawfiq. Has anybody got this in their minds? Has anybody got any fikr? Has this fikr developed in your mind? How will I answer to Allah? No? So how lackluster we are. We don't have fikr that what will happen to me. I've told you the formula of rahmah, Allah Ta'ala's mercy. So he said, "Okay, fair enough." That he has said, I can never even hope to succeed. He said, "Okay, fair enough. I'll go and test somebody else out. Maybe I'll get a proper mufti. So, and maybe he'll tell me straightforward what I need to do." He said that there's another pious person there. He's good. Go and sit down with him. To his priest. He said, "Okay, I'll go there as well." He said, "Salam." He said, "Why have you come?" He said, "There's a very serious case I've come to present." He said, "What?" He said that I am a sinful person, and people told me that for forgiveness I need to go to a certain place. There's a wali of Allah. If I travel there, I'll get guidance from that person and do his ziyarah. So he said, okay, I'll do sabr, I'll be patient. And then he went on the journey towards that pious alim, scholar, pious person, wali of Allah. And the walis of Allah darvish, in the Quran Allah Ta'ala says this very clearly. Allah Ta'ala says that the people who are the walis of Allah, they are like darvish people. They give their all for Allah. So he said that by chance Allah Ta'ala did not give him the chance to get to the next person to do tawbah, so his time expired. Just like me and you, we could be here, maybe not tomorrow, I'm Saturday, Thursday night, maybe I won't come tomorrow, maybe it's my turn tomorrow. Then, but even then we'll succeed with the action I'm going to tell you. Say Subhanallah, Subhanallah. That Allah Ta'ala has not left any stone unturned for us, you can say, to earn benefit. So now, he passed away, so the angels started to fight over his body. One angel said, I'm going to take him to Jannah because he intended to do good. And the evil forces said, doesn't matter, he's done 100 murders. So the angels of Rahmah are pulling him to Jannah, and the angels of Adab are pulling him towards Jahannam. Allah says, close this game, stop this game. Allah Ta'ala says, measure the distance, Subhanallah. What should they do? Measure the distance. This is Allah's rahmah. Allah says, measure the distance on the earth, and wherever, towards which destination the distance is longer, then consider that he was going to that destination. That's what his end fate will be. And the angel said, okay, totally fine. Let's measure now. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then allowed, was Allah ta'ala liked that person so much who accepted his mistakes, his or her mistakes. Allah ta'ala loves that person. Allah ta'ala most of all loves that person. Person makes mistakes, of course. Of course, everybody makes mistakes. Do you know? We are human beings. But a person who's accepted this and has the feeling, then he becomes very high for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, very high in the eyes of Allah and Rasulullah SAW. Maybe in hundreds of thousands, there's a person after doing shaitaniyat and sin, he doesn't feel sleepy all night long, and he feels I've done a severe sin, and he does dua in the presence of Allah. Allah ta'ala likes that person. So Allah ta'ala said to the earth, that get to the side, move to the side before you measure. And then what did Allah Ta'ala allow to happen? They started measuring. And when they measured the first distance and the second distance, what was the difference? I'm telling you, the asal. That's the pious person, he was going towards the pious person. And how much more closer was the earth to that pious person than the other side? One hair's width, one handspan. A person who is Jahannami. He killed 100 people at that time in a previous generation. But how much room did he have between him and Thawab? One hair's width, one hand's width. Yak sabana. Allah Ta'ala says, oh, there's a couplet, that one moment in the company of the Wali of Allah. So Allah Ta'ala says that one hand span, that if his face turns, his niyyah turns towards my friend, then open up his niyyah. Subhanallah. Is there anyone who appreciates this? What way we treat the walis of Allah. Imagine what adab will come on that person who mistreats a wali of Allah. Sometimes happen, adab doesn't come on that person, on his children, on his generations. And they are lost in thinking that we committed disrespect to a wali of Allah and we didn't give him the right attention. And so Allah Ta'ala sifts out, just like Allah Ta'ala sifted out the town. That's how Allah Ta'ala loves his friends, the awliya. Imagine. So we shouldn't be big-headed and think, oh, I'm good, I'm pious, and I'm better than this person, X, Y, Z. I swear by Allah, that I was so afraid when I would go towards Hazrat Sahib. There were two things that overwhelmed me. I'll tell you my story. Yes, that love had overwhelmed me so much that I could not stay. And fear had overwhelmed me so much that I could not leave. Subhanallah, I swear by Allah, I'll tell you this. Because I knew... that this person who I'm going to, that he has so much feeling for my inside, and had awareness at that time, naturally, the awareness came, that here, if you spoil yourself in this world, then you will not get the bakshish, the forgiveness. And there, speaking, looking, sitting in front of, listening, not each action was being noted, that you've come to buy a friend, what is your niyyah? And what type of speech are you having here? And it's such a great court, the court of the Wali of Allah. It's a very great piece of company. That's how we need to be cautious, very cautious. And we just give up cross our legs. Oh, tell me when's the next opportunity, or what shall I do? And we speak nonsense, though, by Allah Ta'ala forgive. The earth shakes, I swear by Allah, that everything, the hisab will be taken for. That what is this person thinking? What words has he utilized about my friend, my Wali? And that's how Allah Ta'ala protects his friends. And the strength so much, alhamdulillah, that if he raises his hand, then Allah Ta'ala accepts the dua. Why? Because inside he has attached himself to Allah and he has immersed himself in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's dinis, that there's nothing else to that person's life. Every desire, he is fana with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat subhanallah, that what a great statement of Hazrat is, like you should inscribe that in gold if you understand what I'm about to say. O Darvish, listen carefully. The hint the Hazrat said, that listen carefully. The abdiyat, yes, which is the highest maqam, isn't it? The Nabi al-Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where did he go? On the Mi'raj journey. And the highest maqam at that time was what? Abdiyat. The maqam of abdiyat that was presented to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What have you brought? Abdiyat. Say subhanallah, subhanallah. Yes. That there is no level maqam higher than this. So Rasulullah s.a.w. said, Ya my Mawla, Allah, I would abdiyat to you. What else? What better than this? Alhamdulillah. That Allah Ta'ala said, abdiyat. Worshipping Allah. The highest stage of ibadah. That your desires, my desires, our desires, we should give them up and we should assign ourselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's happiness and service. And this is abdiyat. Servanthood. When a person gets to this maqam, subhanallah, that he is fana, immersed, he has sacrificed his desires and he is living his life now according to Allah ta'ala's preference. And Allah ta'ala says, what you've done is 100% correct. That he says, that doesn't matter, I've done correct and I should have done this from the beginning. This is not an achievement, says the person who continued to sin before. So this is the maqam of abdiyat that a person gets. And this is the job, the function of the waliyas of Allah. The one spot. Yes? Subhanallah. So my brothers, as I was saying, is that definitely sit in the gathering of the wali of Allah. And even for a moment a person sits in the company, then his life is transformed. If the niyyah is correct. Niyyah is so essential. Because Allah Ta'ala says, I go with you according to your niyyah. First hadith of Bukhari Sharif. That you'll recite Bukhari. You will study Bukhari. And tafsir of the Quran is coming in Bukhari Sharif. That after the Quran, it is the Thani Quran. But remember this. Who is it going to give benefit to? That person whose niyyah is correct to take the benefit. That's what the Quran says. Alif lam mim dhalika al-kitabu la rayba fih. Subhanallah. So if we have niyyah here, then the Quran will give us total benefit. And if your niyyah on the other side is correct, then you will get the total benefit. And subhanallah, if you go to the benefit of the gathering of a wali of Allah, a host kutub, then you will depart as a wali of Allah, not empty-handed. Not empty-handed. And if a wali comes or a kutub comes to meet a wali of Allah, and he's come with the wrong niyyah, he's come as a kutub, then I swear by Allah, he will depart as a thief. I swear by Allah on this point. That all of his, the stars that are put, and the same way the kutub, the ghawth, and the different levels, Allah Ta'ala takes them and says, you are free now to do what you want. So my brothers, what we said in the beginning is that our amal, may Allah Ta'ala has given us all the different types of deeds that we're practicing. We had this niyyah, that all of the effort we made, may Allah Ta'ala accept it. And 100% we should say that it's been accepted, we've done that job, action. My brothers, what is the action? We remember this action all life long, okay? Yes. So what do we need to do? If Allah Ta'ala gives us tawfiq, we need to pray salah. It's fard, nafal, wajib, whatever. Allah Ta'ala has given us tawfiq, we've done dhikr. Allah Ta'ala has given us tawfiq, we've done tasbih, we've done nawafil, voluntary actions, we've done recitation of the Quran. Allah Ta'ala has given tawfiq, I've gone on a journey for the deen, on tabliq. All of this is with Allah's tawfiq, isn't it? So what should we do is that first and foremost, we should say, Allah, you've given us the tawfiq to do this practice, these amal. But I've done nothing at the moment, Allah. So here shaitan will tell me and you when we go home, that the face, the expression will change. We're like walis of Allah at that time. When a guest comes, oh, I'm just coming, I'm just going to put on something and then I'll come back. At least speak to me first and tell me about the number that you're going to do on the dial, etc. So you've done dhikr, and if a guest comes, and maybe he doesn't have a lengthy beard, and we say to him, oh, we've just done dhikr, and we cry there, people cry there, etc. So I said, at least give dua, have some salam dua, subhanallah. So this is the genuine sort of level of our actions. Yes? So here, for example, oh, I've worn a dhoti, I'm wearing the attire, I'm okay, I'm fine. And that's why piety does not allow to show off, because you get ijazat on one maqam once, that's it. And don't come forward more to claim, and understand your status. we don't even know the how to get ijaza and how we should do actions, etc. This is a very great subject. This is the libas for the walis of Allah. And we want to show ourselves as wrong to follow shaitan for a short-term gain. There's no solution except the longer-term gain. And we should be grateful that we don't know when the time will expire. We're living a normal life. Live a normal life and don't feel that you're different from others. Remember this. Yes, you cannot cheat anyone, and nobody should come in front of me with the dhotis, with the blankets, and she just come normal like we are nothing. And when we leave the masjid, we should leave like a normal person, like you're mixed with us, and they don't realize who is this person. Subhanallah. Yes, yes, in your walk, in your talks, he's a dhakir, he's a great sheikh, and looking forward and back. That's why I dislike this, that people open the doors and they pick up the slippers. I hate this. I tell you from my heart. I have never said to anyone, I don't consider myself in front of anybody at all. Anybody. And I will never say that, for example, Hazrat Hukam, when he gave me order, that speak. Otherwise, I would never speak now, like I am now. Yes? So if we don't have cleanliness inside purity, then how can a person be unique and different from others? How will we be able to claim that if we are considering ourselves as individuals, then maybe the other person who's nearby is many times over us. My deeds may be rubbed in the dirt and I am showing off, I've got safa, turban, I'm wearing dhoti, etc. So akal, look at our akal and look at our amal, our deeds. Let's look and ask your sheikh that this is my circumstances. What should I do? Then maybe he'll slap you first and then he'll give the answer that this is right. But nobody dares today to go and to tell them the reality of the deeds. Subhanallah. A person is registered with a GP. And after being registered, why do we cry when we go to him and say, I've got this? Why are we being told that if we do this? Why are we being told that we won't come to your dhikr? There's this issue. O servants of Allah. O servants of Allah. Wattaqullah. Wattaqullah. That's it. That's all I can say. Fear Allah. Fear Allah. Allah shadeedul iqab. If he grabs the creation, then a person, subhanAllah, the selfishness you can say increases. So, if something is not my preference, I'm not going to come. If this is not according to my preference, why should I come? Why is this happening? Why is that happening? Why is that not happening? What if they come for their murids, their students? Fi qulubihim maradun. Allah Ta'ala says that they have not come to correct themselves. They have come for another objective to come here. And shaitan has brought them here. And subhanAllah Ta'ala's fadl and karam and mercy, there's a dua of the wali of Allah. There's a dua that definitely occurs. That wherever these duas are asked for the colleagues, Allah promote my colleague and give him love and clean. Then I do also do dua that Allah keep shaitan far from me. Keep shaitan far from me. That I cannot fight with shaitan, but you Allah will take shaitan far from me and take him out of your heart and don't let the name come close to me. Subhanallah. So Allah Ta'ala takes that person out of that conundrum. Whether it's after 10 years or 15 years or 20 years, Allah Ta'ala will make it apparent. This is the dua, my brothers, the dua. So do you understand what I'm saying? You're not angry, are you? No, these are words that will give benefit for so long. These are those words that, this is not about celebrating the world. Here, it's not that I start praising you. Here, I, for example, take the defects out and make us insane human beings. We should enter into paradise laughing and walking. We should understand our defects. I should be corrected and improved. And this is how we were treated until today. That, for example, Hazrat didn't praise me. He's a muttaqi and he worships and he's an alim and the Quran is in his heart and listen to his talawat, needs his dhikr morning and evening. Here, this will not succeed. I see what's inside direct. No, indirect, the slaps are given, mashallah. And every person says that this is what Hazrat said to me. And subhanAllah, Hazrat fares that today, every man, even me, they ask that, where is this person going? Every woman and man will come very, very grateful. Hazrat Sahib, you corrected us. Wallah billah. All night long, then I look at the children from Hyderabad, from India, and different places, from all different places. Hazrat Sahib, I'm so grateful that you've opened my eyes. Hazrat Sahib, we cannot control this. So this is something that will be seen. So if somebody's life is made, the objective is that if we do something sustainable, that one person, me or you, alhamdulillah, me or you, yes, that if we go towards the deen, the religion of Allah, and if we put somebody on the right deen, then I swear by Allah, that's enough for your forgiveness. Enough. So what a great opportunity that people get. Big gatherings, and you'll see many gatherings in the coming days. Masjids are full, there'll be mics, there'll be members, mihrabs. But subhanAllah, those same points, routine life. Same points. And does nobody recognizes the reality of the situation? Am I right or wrong? Nobody has the pain in the heart says, take me out of Jahannam. And maut is standing there in front of us, on our heads. So my brothers, the point that I'm about to tell you, then after that we'll do a bit of dhikr, mashallah, very valuable. And today I've understood this deed as well, this amal, due to the sohbat of Hazrat Sahib. But to deliver this to you, to communicate this to you, that I tried, so do dua for me most definitely, please, okay? Do dua for me. If you want to fulfill the friendship, Hazrat said something good, that mashallah, Allah Ta'ala give him health and give him happiness. This is the dua you should do. It's a very simple method Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has given, and this is such a deed. Because a very lengthy topic, and the rest will be after if our life continues, and I'll present that to you. But one such thing that Allah Ta'ala has inserted is that continue to change your niyyah and keep on reciting, and you will cross all of the difficulties. That there's no work of the world that can be stopped, because it's such a great kalam Allah Ta'ala has given, and it's a short statement. And remember this point I'm saying to you, that Allah Ta'ala looks at niyyah, intention in the heart of a person. That Allah Ta'ala has given us a great tool of niyyah. We don't have to do nothing. We just make a niyyah. We keep on making intention upon intention, and you'll continue to benefit from the reward. If you take a goat and then you slaughter the goat, there's one goat, and Allah Ta'ala has given you such a gift that make niyyah that Allah, that a certain person should take this, a certain person should take this, to my aunties, to my uncles, to my friends. You will continue to make the niyyah, and the thawab will continue to be given to those people who are involved. Say subhanallah, subhanallah, that where one goat has taken us to. And we are continuing to give them the thawab opportunity, and on the other side, the doors of Jannah are open for you from one goat or sheep. You've prayed nafal salah, yes? Or you're about to pray salah. And all of the niyas you want to make in life, for example, it's time, you're in the masjid, it's not time for tayyatul masjid, you want to pray four rakah sunnah, and you can't change direction too much, can you? So, for example, you can change the units of salah. You think you're reading, you're praying, and a few nafal salah, all of the thawab Allah Ta'ala gives in that setting. For example, you leave your home, what do you do? And you're going to the masjid, and we're coming, and our niyyah was something else. So what thawab will we get? From the house to the masjid. We say, Allah, no problem. Well, if somebody meets me, I'll do salam to him, I'll ask his khair, and I'll give him sadaqah, and I'll give him samosas, and I'll bring him to the house if need be. And if somebody suggests that his old person, I'll take him, that person, I'll take him to the masjid. That I made 17 years and nobody did I see in the way. When I reached to the masjid, then the whole of that thawab I took with me. The whole thawab, the whole reward. So we have to do this practice in Ramadan, my friends. Because Ramadan, for one deed, how much do we get? Say it loudly. Many times over. We'll get this, won't we? So do we have to work extremely hard? No. There's a machine and it's churning it out. So Allah Ta'ala says in one kalima, in one statement, it's like a machine. You keep on making niyyah, you keep on reciting that kalima, and Allah will resolve all of your issues. All of your issues. Allah Ta'ala says that take away your problems, your difficulties, your issues. Bring them all to the fore. Allah Ta'ala says, La yukallifullahu, that I don't want you to have bad, but I want you to eat, drink, relax, enjoy. Life is so easy. Allah Ta'ala has made life so easy. Allah says, I'll give you one kalima, and just do one action. Don't commit the sins. Don't do shirk. Don't do bidah. Don't do dhulam on yourself. Don't break anyone's rights. Subhanallah. And don't deceive. Don't lie. Don't backbite. Don't lie. Allah Ta'ala says, so this one kalima, one statement, all of your actions, whatever niyyah you make, intention, you keep reciting this, and it will fulfill all your needs. What is this, my brothers, that kalima? Aha. What is that kalima? That statement, you all know it. Should I tell you? And if you want to hear it, then put your hands up. You realize, what is this statement? You don't realize yet? Astaghfirullah. 100 years idol worshipper. How many years? 100 years idol worshipper is prostrating to the idols. And once before dying, he said, Astaghfirullah. The 100 years of sins are eliminated, and Jannah is compulsory for that person. What was his niyyah? The same kalima. You said that Allah don't get rizq, and you're pure, you're not a cheater. You're not a fraudster, you're not a liar. I swear by Allah, this is the power of this kalima. Not this that you don't have benefit, etc. It's halal. And you are saving your eyes and your ears and your tongue from sin and your body from sin. You're such a person. For that person, that this is a big solution. That's why the walis of Allah, the Allah walas, they don't do magic. They don't cast spells. They don't have some hidden magic and power. They're so pure inside. They're not small things. Allah Ta'ala has given us big opportunities, and they utilize these opportunities and tools. Yes, whichever niyyah a person recites this kalma with, Allah Ta'ala opens the door for that person. In my life I've seen a person who was coming to me, who was about to pass away, not today, about 50 years ago, I was in itikaf. He said to me, my son or my brother, the doctors have given him an answer, and they said, prepare for him in the morning, take the body, he's going to pass away. I think he was 20 years old, his son. And I was in itikaf, and he came to me. And it was a night time, and he came inside and said, what is it you've come inside? I'm in itikaf. He said, Hazrat Sahib, I seek forgiveness, but this is the scenario that I want you to do dua. And in the morning my son will pass away, and please do dua. He's a young boy. And I said, look, the situation is this, that I will do dua, but you also do one action. He said, what? I said, you first do tawbah from the sins. He said, I'm asking for my son. He said, yes, but do one solid promise. You won't do tawbah from everything, but do one thing, that salah you will not leave in jama'ah congregation. He said, yes, I promise, true promise, I will not leave salah in jama'ah and congregation. Allah knows best. He must have promised from his heart. I said, okay, you do this now, that tonight don't do anything else, don't do any action, just 21 times recite Astaghfirullah. Just recite Allahumma Ghfirli or Astaghfirullah. And if anything beyond that, don't do anything else. Just 21 times recite this and go to sleep. Allah Ta'ala, if He wants to give you life, then He'll come home to your home. Why was I yaqeen? Because my Hazrat gave me this big wazifa. The Quran has prescribed this. He said, okay, fine. Astaghfirullah, that's it. I said, that's not just bus. This is Allah Rabb. Allah has prescribed this. He said, okay, I understand, I have yaqeen in this. He sat there at the back, he recited 21 times. Wallah billah, when he went home, the doctors, the whole team saw the son is sitting up drinking tea in the morning time, at breakfast time. They were prepared for him that he's going to die. Yes? And he came afterwards to me and he became Hafiz. MashaAllah. So my brothers, what's the reason? Is that we don't do amal on these points because we are thieves, we are fraudsters. We don't have yaqeen. Allah has given us such tools and methods. So the point that I'm coming to is that we need to implement this action. And whenever we do this, any amal, we prayed salah. After that, don't run away. Rather do what? Astaghfirullah. Allahumma ghfirli. Which way, Allah? We are grateful to you. You allowed us to do this amal. Obviously, you have to spend a bit of time. Allah has given us the tawfiq to pray salah. Don't just run away straight away after salah. You prayed salah, shoot away out. Oh, servants of Allah, sit down on the musalla. You've just committed a big action. You prayed fajr, dhuhr, Allah's karam, mercy. We couldn't come here on our own accord. We sit down and say, Allah, we're grateful to you, immensely grateful to you. You gave us the tawfiq. I wasn't capable. Your karam, your mercy. But I know that I haven't prayed salah yet. This is all a drama. And for this, I'm doing what you told me to do. We sit down and just 3 times say, 7 times say, and no need to increase the amount. From the heart, say 5 times. What should we say? Allahumma ghfir li. Allahumma ghfir li. Or say Astaghfirullah. 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 What is the name we should make? The Allah. All of the bad actions I've done, the dirty, impure actions, the bad thoughts, and my thoughts come in my salah, my sujood, or my prostration, my bowing, that may be a waste. Allah, please fulfill the gap so that my deeds are accepted. Say Subhanallah. And from your mouth these words won't even come out, and the angel will come and they will fulfill all of the gap in your salah, make it noor ala noor. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. Ameen.